Welcome back. We thought this would be a great opportunity to bring the folks of Quincy up to date on what's happening with the coronavirus and its impacts here in the city from the mayor, Thomas Koch, and the school superintendent, Rick DeCristofaro. Gentlemen, welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming over. Really appreciate
it. Thanks for having us, Joe.
Absolutely. And please consider this an open invitation to both of you if ever you need to get information out to the community. We are here for you, and we will make that happen.
Yes. You're so kind.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Without question. Mayor, of course, you were here just on Friday. And since then, a lot has changed both statewide and citywide. So maybe if you could, just a quick recap of
I mean, it's changing by the hour.
Right.
You know, we had meetings over the weekend, met with Ruth Jones, been on the phone with the governor, lieutenant governor, Congressman Lynch, colleagues in government, superintendent and I, and Deputy Superintendent Mully met yesterday going over contingency plans on the school side. I have a meeting today at 1:30 with all my department heads. We're going to be going over protocols. We're considering closing down all public access transactions, City Hall and all, try to get everyone to do things online by mail. People will be there to answer the phone. People will be able to help people as needed. But in order to really, what they're recommending from the federal level down is really it's less public interaction, the only way we're going to make this thing go away. So we're looking at all those things now and all the implications that has.
Right.
You know, those people that can work from home, we'll do that. Those people that may be susceptible, they're in the age bracket or have that challenge with the immune system, obviously we're taking care of them. Their health and safety comes first. So it changes by the hour, literally.
Certainly, yeah. The biggest change here would be obviously the closure of schools. What was the thought process behind that? You know, how did that come to fruition?
The closing of schools, I know it, and you talk about hour by hour. I was on the phone with Mayor Walsh Friday morning. He was looking to keep them open.
Yep.
By Friday afternoon, he announced they were closing.
Right.
The governor was encouraging keeping them open. And the governor announced they're going to be closed for 3 weeks. And I think what it is that as the cases continue to pop all over the place, the most common sense approach here is to shut as much down as we possibly can to keep the virus from being transmitted. And how do you do that? Shut things down, unfortunately.
Right.
People just stay home for a little while and try to wait it out. My heart breaks for those people that live paycheck to paycheck, you know, the waiters and waitresses, the cooks and dishwashers,
yep.
and the cab drivers, you know, what do they do?
Right.
You know, and I'm hopeful that there'll be the safety net for them through the federal government.
Mm.
We're looking at CDBG options.
Okay, I was going to ask about that, yeah.
We're doing research now on the Small Business Administration and what's available to local businesses in that regard.
Okay.
So there's a lot of pieces to this. We're looking at, are we going to need a mobile site? Are we going to have to get a tent, you know, for testing? We're looking
really?
At those options.
Okay.
I may be requesting of the City Council a special meeting with a special appropriation to help us get through some of the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and reading the governor's declarations, communities are able to tap into free cash if needed for events related to this?
Yes, emergency, the law does give you some opportunities.
Right.
We also have, we've got some pretty good money left over from the snow and ice account.
Right,
so that's
right.
It's a natural.
Yeah, we're kind of treating this, I guess, as we would the 2015 Snowmageddon winter in some cases, especially with the schools, right?
In some cases.
Yeah. So you're here to tell us exactly what's happening with the Quincy Public Schools, if you could.
You know, well, right now, just to take a look at an overall picture, I want to thank, you know, certainly thank the mayor, you know, for his leadership since this began, as well as Ruth Jones. Ruth Jones has been absolutely extraordinary, knowledgeable, professional. So we're very, very lucky to have the leadership, because in talking with other superintendents, they don't have that access to leadership. They don't have that, you know, kind of team feeling that we have in the city. So we're very, very lucky, you know. So right now, what we want to do is provide the very, very best we can for our students and our families. And that's what we opened this morning at 11 o'clock with what we call a grab-and-go lunches. And some will be cold lunches.
Mm-hmm.
Others may have directions of putting it in the microwave for X amount of time. The really great thing about Sarah DeFore, our food service director, is she's provided also within, once you get that lunch, you know, you have the lunch, but you also have something for breakfast the next day.
Oh, okay.
So she's extended those services. So we're really lucky to have that at four sites, at Snug Harbor, Lincoln Hancock, North Quincy High School, Quincy High School. So that's going on right now.
Okay.
It'll be daily from 11 to 12.
Okay.
So that's something we can offer. And what else we're doing is looking at educational resources through our website. Much of it will be translated through our website. We're working on packets for those that don't have access to online
mm-hmm.
activity. So, and we're working now more with the translation of those activities and enrichment things as well. So
translation to other languages?
Yes, yeah. I mean, that's critical for us.
Sure.
So we're working at that. That doesn't come as quickly as just getting them out in English.
Sure.
As quickly as possible. So we're working on that this morning. We started this morning, and we'll work on that all day. And we should be either Tuesday or Wednesday up and running with full translation of all the activities. That's at the high school as well. The department heads have been very, very good about getting stuff out on Aspen.
Mm-hmm.
And again, on our website.
Yes.
Principals are doing that.
May know what Aspen is.
Aspen's our student information system. So,
yep.
Yeah, that's what it is. Thanks, Mayor.
And a brand new website, too, just recently.
Yeah, really. And yeah. And, you know, the mayor funded it, but I didn't have to say that. But, you know, he funded it, and Anthony Andronico led that as well.
Right.
So, you know, we have our website that's constantly communicating.
QuincyPublicSchools.com. It's up there on the screen.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
Sure.
And parents can call. You know, we're establishing an FAQs, frequently asked questions for parents, and staff as well.
Okay.
That'll be on our website too.
Okay,
so
great.
Making sure that there's this constant, as much as we can, just relentless communication with as many as possible.
Yeah. I heard one of the commentators just recently say, kids don't treat this like a snow day or a vacation. You're still technically in schools, you know, try and treat it as such. Don't go out and start socializing with your friends and neighbors and
right.
potentially exposing yourself to some illnesses. Treat it like you're in school.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And this is so much more serious than a snow day.
Right.
You know, so it will be interesting to see as we approach an April 6th. You know, opening through the governor,
yeah.
You know, what the governor has said, to see where we are the week before how quickly we can get back
right.
Into school.
Initially, the closure was just going to be 2 weeks here in Quincy, but then, of course, the state stepped in and superseded everyone.
An additional week,
closure.
Yeah.
Do you know what the thought process is behind that, what that time period, you know, suggests or they hope will happen within that time period?
Well, that's why it's so much more difficult than a snow day.
Yeah.
Mean, I think they have to look at their data, and I think right now the data is not probably as... It doesn't have the foundation that it may should have had at this point in time.
Yeah.
So I think that they will probably just go week to week, take a look at the numbers and
yep.
see by county maybe to see where the governor goes from
okay.
there.
Yeah,
and the Department of Education as well.
Yeah, a lot of unknowns.
Yeah.
What about the required 180 days, you know, to be in school? Is that going to change for
Yeah,
this
right
year?
Now we're looking at June 23rd would be the last day. And what they did was they made sure you took the 5 days that you build into the calendar every year. So you got those 5 days. We took one.
I was just going to say, fortunately, it wasn't a bad winter.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We took the next four. So that's where you're credited, basically,
okay.
for 5 days.
Gotcha.
So that would bring us up to the June 23rd, June 24th for staff.
Okay, very good. And let's hope that holds, right? And so now no change in graduation dates or anything?
Oh, no, nothing like that. We'll just wait, you know, like everyone else, just wait and see and hope for the best.
Yeah. Mayor, in regards to the schools and the city services, for that matter, did you have to bring unions in on this to discuss with them some new protocols or new negotiations?
I've actually got a meeting this afternoon with the head of the police and fire unions.
Okay.
Because they have some different challenges, obviously, being on the front lines.
And
you know, we should make this comment, too.
Yeah.
You know, the doctors and nurses and technicians in the health world right now, you know, our prayer should be with them as well. I mean, they are being inundated as we speak,
yeah.
And they're really troopers, and they've got families and friends, but they're putting it all on the line for their profession, their vocation, so we should be mindful of that. But we'll sit with them and talk to them. You know, department heads, superintendent and I, we were talking yesterday in his office, and look, we got to make all the best decisions we possibly can for public health, public safety. We'll deal with those other implications relating to contractual issues later.
Okay.
There'll be time for that.
Okay, yeah, first things first.
Absolutely.
So it really is in a crisis mode. I can't, certainly there have been other pandemics, if you will. I can't remember such a strong response from the government before, in our lifetime at least.
I know we were alive for the swine flu and all.
Right.
This seems so much more dramatic,
right.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it may have a lot to do with how quickly this has spread,
yeah.
Is my guess. And
yeah.
At the end of the day, that's the goal, is to flatten, as we've seen, flatten that out,
yeah.
From those spikes. So, you know, nobody wants to, you know, stay home. I certainly don't want to stay home. I shouldn't say nobody. Maybe people do enjoy it. But
right.
I go out of my mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all got to just adjust for this right. period of time to get through this crisis.
Yeah. Have you heard anything from the MBTA at all, Mayor, about any changes to the system at all?
I have not.
Okay.
You know, and that's another tough one because, you know, a lot of people depend on that.
No question.
Depend on that.
Including the healthcare workers, many of them.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. So I think the public transportation has to continue. It has to be open, and just people have to be smarter. I've been in touch with a number of our corporate citizens, and they have gone to those that can work from home.
Sure,
they're set up to do that. Less people coming in, again trying to minimize that, you know, person-to-person contact as best they can. So a number of them are doing that. There's just certain types of jobs that you can't do that with, and certainly the medical world is one of those areas.
Yes,
so you know, keep hoping that everyone makes good choices, common sense decisions, and we'll get through this.
Sure. Rick, I wanted to ask you.
Stop hoarding.
And stop hoarding. Yeah, the president said that yesterday as well. I guess there is plenty of food and supplies to go around. Just make sure that they're equally distributed.
That's right. That's
you know, if you have 2 years' supply of soup in your basement, your neighbor doesn't. Actually, I heard from the folks at Interfaith Social Services this morning. Their food pantry is open, the thrift shop, the counseling center, but they'd like folks to try stay away as much as possible. And they're having trouble getting food because typically the grocery stores would give them their excess, but they don't have any excess because of the hoarding.
You know, you have to think about those things. I was on the phone just before I came in with Mother Olga from the Daughters of Mary Nazareth.
Sure,
And, you know, there's a lot of people in the AA community.
Yes.
That, you know, keeping their life together, those meetings are very important.
Yep.
So now this whole restriction on gatherings, there's real concern about some of those
hadn't
folks.
Hadn't thought of that, but
you
of course,
so there's all these other things that we're trying to work through, and, you know, we may have a discussion about maybe open up, you know, gyms or something for some of these meetings while schools closed to make this happen. So every hour, as I said, something pops that you don't even think about.
Yeah, well, please let us know because we can relay that to the public, you know, as those decisions are made. We'd be happy to do that for you, absolutely. For special education students, Rick, you know, kids who go outside the system right now, what changes are in store for them, if any?
They would be likely to participate in any of the educational enrichment activities that we will have on our website, and there'll be a special education component to that.
Okay.
Many of our residential, the students, the young adults that are in residence right now are staying in residence, which is a wonderful thing, you know, for parents. You know, so that's a good thing. But our special education students that are within the school system and all of our programs, they'll be cared for by way of educational enrollment, educational activities and enrichment elements that we have for them.
Okay, so they will be cared for, certainly. It'd be interesting if the new learning center were up and running right now, how that would, you know, have an effect right now as keeping it in-house. It might be a little bit easier for folks to access those programs.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. So interesting to see how that works out in the future.
You saying we're not moving fast enough?
You're probably the one saying that, knowing your past. Public regulatory boards postponed till at least March 30th.
Yes.
What does that
mean? You know, zoning board, planning board, conservation commission, all those, no meetings.
Okay.
The city council president decided to cancel the March 23rd meeting, although under the executive order issued by Governor Baker, some of those open meeting requirements are suspended, so the city council actually could meet by conference call, for example, and they may need to deal with some of the challenges that we've got coming up.
Right.
But again, it's just to minimize that public interaction. You know, some of these planning board meetings, they're in that room pretty tightly.
If it's a large development or something,
that's
sure.
Correct.
Yeah.
So again, we've got to be smart about it.
Sure. Okay. Quincy College, of course, is a separate department, but it is closed here in Quincy and down in Plymouth as well.
So many of the colleges have gone that road, and I know they're doing things online.
Much so,
You know, my daughter's at Curry, and she's doing her courses now online.
Okay.
So the education continues. You know, we don't have that capability at the K-12.
Yes.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Rick, for your part now, you know, looking ahead, getting back into school, what's happening at this point in the buildings itself?
Yeah, our custodians are there, you know, abbreviated hours in a sense, summer hours, but they're there. So they'll take a look at and clean consistently throughout the building, you know, whether it's the offices, the auditorium, the gymnasiums, the classrooms. So they'll do that.
You've been talking about that special equipment they have.
The special equipment. Would you mention that for me, Mayor?
Well, I know through Keith Sagala. They had the equipment, and Paul Hines is on the building side. But it's that special equipment that you go in, and spray.
It's the misting.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry. Yes. You're right. I just didn't know the name of it.
I didn't know the name of it either.
Yeah, I don't. That's not in my notes, Mayor. But they're doing that on a consistent basis.
Yes.
So that's a great thing. And we've purchased through public buildings, four or five of those machines. So they're very, very active.
Oh, okay.
In our
buildings. And by the way, the superintendent talked of teamwork. Well, he's got a big staff of custodians.
Right.
So I know that they're working with Paul Hines Public Buildings. For example, the libraries this morning, their teams were over using those machines in the public libraries.
I can attest, 6 a.m. next door here at the main branch, there had to be 20 people inside that building cleaning and sanitizing everything. The parking lot was full.
Yeah.
At 6 a.m. Yeah.
So the same with our buses, making sure that they are cleaned on a very regular basis.
Sure.
So that's also what the custodians will be doing.
Okay. Now, are teachers and staff still being paid throughout this process? I mean, is that still...
Yes. All employees are being paid through this, and we don't want somebody to go without a paycheck. We'll deal with that stuff later.
Okay. All right. So you really are in full crisis mode right now, and just trying to get folks, to stay home, stay healthy, and get through this as much as possible.
Absolutely. That's the key.
Yeah. I know yesterday, Mayor, you'd mentioned was the day of prayer as proclaimed by the president, but the real day of prayer is May 7th, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to go forward or not in a formal setting at this point. There's some talk. We may be 8 weeks out of some of the stuff that we're describing. So, I'm a rosary guy. I'm a Catholic. So this morning I was doing my rosary for the crisis, and as I mentioned yesterday, whatever your faith tradition is, we can all pray to the good Lord, our Creator, that this can be minimized. That those that have been affected will get through it and come back healthy, and those that are out there working in this will not get affected. Those are the troopers out there, the warriors out there right now that are trying to help it get through this crisis. So I know Dr. DeCristofaro mentioned it, but Commissioner Ruth Jones has been extraordinary. Yeah. She's on the phone night and day.
I know.
Constantly with the state, DPH, but also with Brewster and the fire and police, keeping a real close eye on things. And she's doing her job, and she's got a great staff. So that's been a very, very big help as well.
I know the Kennedy Center is closed, but transportation continues. What is that, Mayor?
Well, a lot of the elder depend on that transportation to get to the medical appointments.
Okay.
So that's what it's about. We certainly don't want to keep them from getting to their appointments. Now, if the medical profession's saying they cancel them, that's a different issue.
Gotcha.
For the health of the elderly, whether they should be there or not. But
they should really check with their health care provider first to make sure.
They really should, and then confirm with the council.
Yeah. That way you don't try and schedule a ride if you don't need, obviously, to stay inside as much as possible. Community service requirements, Rick, will there be any changes to that? I know that, is it 30 hours, I think, needed for graduation?
Yeah, at this point, most of our seniors have completed that. But I think these are the things that we'll deal with as a school committee, with principals, with department heads, with both of our people that work with community service to see where we are right now and how we can maybe abridge that process for our students that won't have the ability, or certainly we do not want them, out there right now serving their community in a way that may put them or their families at risk.
Commissioner Murphy says we could give them some rakes and they could help in some of the parks. There'd be nobody else around.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. Okay, tell them, see how we work.
You take them up on that?
Yeah.
Some free labor?
Take the leadership. It's okay. Yeah.
Might be good to get a little fresh air. I'm sure the parents would appreciate it.
Cool. Absolutely.
No question. We should talk, I guess, a little bit, Mayor, about the governor's mandate and how that will be imposed here in Quincy. Is that something that the health department, the licensing board, has to make sure that restaurants stay closed, that they're only doing takeout? How does that regulation
work? There is a Mark Follin is a police officer directly assigned to the license board.
Okay.
So, and I'm sure the chief would give him whatever help needed to go around and check in, make sure people are abiding by what the governor has instituted.
Right. Yep. Okay.
Yep. The restaurants calling me over the weekend, restaurant owners checking in. What do you think?
Really? Okay.
Even before the governor made this decision.
Okay.
And they're cognizant of their employees.
Of course.
And it's their living, so it's difficult. One of them, I won't mention any names, one of them said, geez, I could... If the mortgage company gives me a break for a month, I can continue to carry my employees for a month, but I can't do both. It's a tough business to be in. So that's where I hope that the federal government steps up with the safety nets necessary for people to get through this.
Yeah, some short-term pain for long-term gain, I guess.
Absolutely.
Is what they say, right? I know that the The Chamber of Commerce here in Quincy has some business assistance available that folks might be able to check into as well.
Yes, Timmy Cahill and his crew are pretty aggressive, and they'll have more information about the Small Business Administration, so people could check in if you're a business owner.
Absolutely, and should become a member of the Chamber, too, because there's a good opportunity to utilize the services. Anything else that parents should be aware of, Rick, when it comes to the schools right now?
No, I think they can call, certainly my office anytime to have those questions that they may have answered individually.
Okay.
That would be fine, and I would suggest, as we go forward, with excellent leadership, that all of our students, their families, in every neighborhood that we have, continues to be kind and thoughtful and caring at this time.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to remind folks to check on your elderly neighbors, your shut-ins, or folks who may be home ill already that may need some, deliveries or supplies dropped off by the front door, so you don't have contact with them, common sense things like that.
Right.
Usually, a crisis like this brings out the best in people.
Yeah, it's true.
And we do see that.
We have seen that, yeah.
We've got a number of calls at the office in how can we help, how can we help, situations like that, so people are good.
Yep, the folks at Meals on Wheels are still delivering, and I'm sure they can use help right now because their services would be desperately needed as well. And Mayor, do you plan on doing kind of daily updates on this? If
necessary? Yes, I anticipate probably late this afternoon doing another PSA, little update. I'll have more information both from the federal and state levels as well as what happens at the department head meeting at 1:30.
Oh, good, okay.
The direction we take. We're already preparing for that potential closure. We're even considering things we're thinking about, the tax bills will be going April 1st, May 1st, and see if we can put right on the envelope, please pay online or by mail, things like that. Just a lot of people that like the social interaction of bringing up and paying it, but it's their own health that they should be concerned about to transmitting this. So little things like that.
Yep.
And we start to add all that up. There's a lot of things we're dealing with.
Yep. But, I know you've already waived the fees for excise taxes through April
1st. Yeah, for 2 weeks. Okay. Extended grace period for any payments. We just trying to be kind and courteous, as we just talked about, from our end as well. Obviously, we're an entity of the state, so there's certain state laws and federal laws we have to follow, but when there's some gray area, we're certainly going to be looking to help where we can in those gray areas.
Yeah. I'm thinking, will this delay the budgetary process at the city council?
It should not.
Okay.
It should not. I mean, keep in mind, and I remind the council of this, the budget from year to year is pretty much the same budget with a few tweaks and a few changes. So that should not be an issue.
Okay. All right. Very good. I'm sure that state would have to step in and do some changes.
Yeah, if the governor wants to give the mayor complete control of the budget, that works for me too.
Or extend deadlines.
Whatever works.
Things like that, yeah. Anything else, Rick, that we should remind folks about in your mind?
No, just thank you, and if there's anything else we can do as far as coming here to update you on any changes, we'd be glad to do that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I should say that, the city council has been calling me on a regular basis. The school committee is Dr. Christopher has been in touch on a regular basis, so everybody wants to be helpful and just, biting at the bit here to do something.
Yeah.
But we're all in constant contact for all the right reasons.
Yeah, I think it's important for folks to know that. That way they know that, their government is at least aware and responding as necessary. Certainly we've seen it at the state level. Was it a relief for you, Mayor, when the governor came out with his mandates and said, I don't have to do that?
It certainly makes life easier. I mean, it create some continuity and stability statewide. I think it was time. I do. I was on the mindset last week, let's keep the schools open, keep the kids in
you
school.
You said so, right.
But as this continued to change and progress, if the communities around you are doing it, some of our teachers, they were living in other communities,
that's
so their kids, all kinds of issues come out of it. So I think if we're consistent statewide on these issues, the far better we all are.
Yeah, I haven't heard about what other states are doing in our area in New England at all. I don't know if there's similar restrictions or not.
I haven't noticed.
I'm curious
on that,
to see. Yeah. What about your colleagues, Rick, in public education? Are they feeling that this is the best move right now?
Yeah, I think so. I've talked to several superintendents, who were just wondering what to do, how to do it. Some closed, on a Friday earlier, and I think we were of the mindset that we didn't really have issues within our schools at that time, so the very best place for our kids was, in school with their teachers.
Yep.
But as the mayor said, the mayor thinks way outside the box. He's thinking, well, what about our educators that have children that their school systems are closed.
Of course.
But most superintendents are, we're very grateful, you know, that the governor came out when he did to say that.
Yeah.
But I think we would have come to our own minds to see what was best for our kids.
Sure.
and staff as well.
Mayor, just real quick, any translation services available for the Asian community or other ethnic communities right now to get information like this?
Yeah, you certainly can call our office.
Okay.
Betty Yao is overseeing
that. Okay.
So anything we're putting out, those items will be translated. We're looking at actually getting some hard copy ads in the local papers this coming week.
Okay.
To talk about the City Hall hours going forward, payment of bills going forward.
Yes.
So some of the Chinese newspapers will be having
okay.
ads in those to let folks know. So we have a lot of Asian residents that pick up the Chinese newspaper during the day. So we're trying to cover all the bases as best we can.
Great. Thank you both again. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much.